taken. And from then on I kept my mouth shut. Sometime not long after, I felt myself falling into Kellen's side and he moved to put his arm around me. After that, it was lights out as soon as I snuggled into him. When I woke later, we'd arrived, and I was surprised to see it had taken 3 hours. I'd been asleep for 3 hours in the car, and after a peek, I saw the alertness in both Kellen and Damien. Ame was still humming, but Damien touched her leg gently and it went away. The glistening, crawling skin stopped, and the soft white color that had surrounded her was gone too. When she sat up, she looked back and gave me a clear smile. "You look better," I noted, sitting up from Kellen's side. "I should be fully healed." She looked at him beside me. "What's the plan?"
"Shay and I go inside. That's it."
"But," she argued.
Kellen shot back, "That's the plan. You stay. He stays. We go."
He jerked on my arm and I only had a second to glance at Damien, expecting an argument from him. There was none. As he sat back in his seat, I realized that he never had any intention of going inside with us. He wasn't going to help at all. And for some reason, that pissed me off.
"What? Huh? Why isn't he helping?"
Kellen hissed under his breath, "Because this is our fight, not theirs. Come on."
He murmured as we started toward the house.
"He needs to be on watch. If your father comes, I want to know."
"Oh." That made a lot more sense. And then I looked up. The house looked like a typical two-story home built in the suburbs. There were shrubs neatly trimmed in front of the patio, and two wicker chairs on top. The sidewalk had been swept clean with a line of flowers beside it, free of weeds. It might have been a home I could have grown up in as a normal human child. But when he opened the door, I was assaulted by the evil. It was dark inside, and I smelled sex, desire, fear, torture, sweat. So much more. I felt like I was being choked, burdened down by it all before Kellen touched my arm. Then it was all gone. Looking up, I was able to see inside the room.
"Your messenger side is too much now. It's like a muzzle around you. You won't go berserk."
Shuddering, I glanced around and heard moans from a back room. Kellen stepped forward and the same cloak from before came over him. He put it on me too, and we were able to walk around without being felt or seen. And as we went into the back room first, I stopped in disgust. Leah and Matt were tangled together, naked, on a bed with no sheets or pillows. He was thrusting into her, hard. As we watched, she tipped her head back and screamed. Matt thrust harder, banging her head into the wall behind them. I felt like I should have thrown up, but there were no more emotions. The disgust was short-lived, and now I was unemotional, just there to gather information. Glancing at Kellen, I wondered if he had done that too, taken away my emotions. I wasn't sure if I should have been grateful or angry. It didn't matter. We turned and went upstairs. When we approached another room at the top of the stairs, I knew I was clear-headed this way. Nothing was going to filter my judgment. Then we saw Gus. She was naked, strapped to a bed, and bleeding all over. Her head jerked up, but it fell back down in pain with a rag between her lips. Dylan was shirtless, and he turned with one hand on a fire poker.
"What, did you sense something?"
He clambered off the bed and snapped his pants shut in the same motion, going to the open door.
"Leah? Matt? You two still fucking?"
Leah screamed in response. Her voice was thick with desire. Dylan looked back and perused Gus for a moment.
"What's that mean? You haven't done that since..."
Then he turned again, slower this time, and searched the room. His eyes passed over us and kept moving without pausing. I felt Kellen's anger beside me and wondered if I could turn his emotions off too. Gus moaned and turned her head to the side, away from us.
"Out there? Who's out there?"
Dylan walked to the window and lifted up a corner of the curtain. As he continued to inspect outside, Kellen touched my wrist again before he was moving once more. The remaining three bedrooms were bare upstairs. Only one had furniture, with an empty bed mattress thrown in a corner. All the rooms remained dark from drawn curtains. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone looking inside, they'd see.
My thought trailed off, not wanting to envision the torture of people I once considered my brother and sister. Shay, Kellen called to me, and I hurried, finding him on the main floor again. We moved past as Matt let out a guttural groan arching above Leah. She moaned, satisfied. We were at the stairs to the basement, and when we went down, the floors creaked beneath us. I felt Vesper's alertness like I'd been whipped in the backside. It was quick, alarmed, and vicious.
"Who's there? You want to go again?" he growled from a corner.
As we stepped onto the cold pavement and turned toward his corner, all the lights snapped on. He was crouched in the corner, held in place by chains, but still able to stand and move an inch. The links were nailed into the walls, and I wondered what magic held them intact. Vesper's fury was Goliath-like strong, but he was still a captive.
"Who are you?" he roared this time, surging forward.
The chains snapped in place, and he flew backward, hitting the wall.
"Who?
What the?" Feet sped across the floor above us, and the door was thrown open soon after. Leah and Matt hurried down, pulling on clothes. They stopped, seeing no one, and gazed in confusion.
"What?"
Leah's hand dropped from her shirt's strap, and it fell back down to her elbow.
"Are you going crazy now?"
Matt grunted, fastening his pants.
"He was saying a bunch of crazy shit last night, too." "What's going on?"
Dylan came down the stairs at a slower pace, still shirtless and barefoot.
"Nothing, Demon Boy is just trying to make us antsy."
Matt shouldered past him, headed upstairs.
"I don't know."
Dylan gazed around, peering into every corner how he had upstairs.
"She sensed something, too. Then she tried to hide it, like nothing was there."
Leah sucked in her breath.
"You think someone's here?"
"Someone or somethings."
Matt stopped on the stairs.
"I don't know."
Dylan narrowed his eyes and started to chant under his breath. He kept looking around as the words got louder and clearer. Leah joined in, her voice raised with each passing word until she was shouting, stretched upward on her toes.
"It's not working. It's not them."
Dylan stopped and then started a different chant. Leah looked at the stairs.
"I don't know that one."
"It's not them."
Matt was disgusted as he walked down again.
"And even if it was, they're strong, Dylan. You're not hearing me on this. They're stronger than you think."
"Then what are we going to do when they do come?"
Dylan shouted back.
"That's all I got." "I don't know. Doesn't your grandmother have other tricks or something? The stuff you dipped his chains in, what was that? Saint's blood? It doesn't come cheap. What do you think we'd do with it? Throw it at him? I don't know, put it in squirt guns?"
"What?" Leah laughed. "Are you stupid?"
"I'm trying here. All I know is that Kellen and Shay won't be harmed by some stupid words. They're stronger than that. Stronger than these two."
I was starting to be amused by their conversation before Kellen touched my wrist and indicated the stairs. Nodding, I moved to follow, but he took hold of my elbow instead and whisked upstairs. We never touched one step. I opened my eyes and we were in Gus's room again. Her face was turned toward us, straining against the rags around her mouth and neck.
"You can untie her."
Kellen moved to the door, watching out.
"I can't."
Gus's eyes popped out, straining even more. I felt her desperation and a flare of hope when she heard his voice. Then as I knelt and untied all of her restraints, Gus flew upward and wrapped both of her arms around me. She gurgled into my neck.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so sorry, Shay. I didn't know."
She gasped and fell limp in my arms.
"What?"
I looked at Kellen, whose hand was outstretched toward us. He rolled his eyes.
"She would have alerted them if she hadn't shut up. Take her out. Get her in the car with Ame. They'll watch over her."
"And how am I supposed to do that? They can see me now."
The window flew open behind me and Kellen smirked.
"Fly, Shay. Fly."
I rolled my eyes but bundled Gus in my arms and climbed onto the window's frame. Perched there, I glanced back once and then jumped. I landed smooth on my feet and was across to the car in a hurry. The back door flung open and Ame held open her arms, a cloak over her, and I placed Gus in her arms. As soon as she wrapped them around her, both of them were invisible to the human eye. I looked at Damien, who still sat in the front seat. He stared back, unaffected. It was like we had gone to get groceries, and it irked me for some reason. It should have meant something to him.
He's going to need your help soon. Damien spoke in a flat voice, watching over my shoulder.
I swallowed a harsh retort and hurried back. Instead of the front door, how we'd gone before, I circled back to Gus's bedroom window. No light shone out of it, so I sucked in my breath and jumped back up. When I cleared the frame and landed on my feet beside the bed, I saw that Kellen wasn't there. In fact, he wasn't anywhere. I left the room and searched the remaining ones on the floor, but nothing. Then, as I stood at the top of the stairs, Dylan, Leah, and Matt all stood at the bottom, conversing with each other.
I don't care what you guys think. Something's going on. Someone's here.
Dylan cursed under his breath. It can't be Kellen and Shay, can it? We did the chanty thing and nothing happened. How can we not see them? Leah's voice went from excited to confused and ended with disappointment. Dylan had been watching her as she spoke and then rolled his eyes.
Don't tell me you're excited to see the demon. That's pathetic.
It's not pathetic, she cried out. I used to have a relationship with him, and I can't help that I still...
Matt shuffled to the side, looking disgusted. Still? You still have a thing for him?
But I want Shay dead. Isn't that enough?
Both guys snorted and looked away. What? I'm going to check on Gus, Dylan started to say as he turned to the stairs, and then he looked up.
His hand had been reaching for the handrail, and then he froze. His hand froze in midair as his eyes were locked on mine.
Holy.
As he cursed, he went pale. I'd forgotten they could see me now. Hi. Dylan threw something at me, and I sidestepped it as it soared over my shoulder and shattered behind me.
Get down,
he yelled, turning away and throwing an arm over his eyes. Matt and Leah did the same, but I stood, confused. And then a light exploded in the house, from behind me, and I turned in curiosity. What could produce such blinding light? It didn't bother me, not at all. My eyes were able to see clearer, and I bent to scoop up the broken pieces. It looked like a Christmas ornament, one that sparkled and illuminated. It was beautiful. What the? I turned, holding the ornament in my hands, and saw Dylan's mouth fell open. The light started to fade, and he gaped at me, speechless. But you're... Matt growled, grabbing Leah's hand.
I told you, your stupid tricks won't work on them. They're too strong. Come on.
He dragged Leah behind him to the back of the house. Dylan remained as I soared down the stairs toward him. He couldn't seem to move, and he lifted a hand to me, pointing.
What are you? That should have... All demons are affected by that. That was some of the holy fire. It's supposed to sear the skin off any demon, but you... You picked it up like it's a toy.
I balanced the broken ornament in my hand, rolling it around my opened palm. It's very pretty. White mosaic? A gurgle left Dylan's mouth as he stood, as white as the ornament in my hand. Then my eyes snapped to his, cold. What else does your grandmother have up her sleeve? Chapter 19. Dylan didn't answer. He turned and fled. Everything shifted in me when he took flight. A burst of pure energy rushed through me, spreading throughout my body from fingertip to my hair follicles, and I lifted off the ground in one movement. Soaring over him, I landed in front, stopping him and staring straight into his eyes. He gasped, reeling backward.
Your eyes. They're black. Just black.
I know. My voice was different, stronger. It sounded like it was coming from a well, an ancient well that was so deep and water was surging upward at an alarming speed. I didn't know what it was, why my voice was like this, but I felt connected to every messenger that had died before me. They were with me in that moment.
Demons don't look like that. Their eyes are red, brown sometimes when you see their true form.
He kept inching backward.
Are you trying to run away from me? I glided after him, moving an inch to his inch. Do you think you can escape me?
As I watched him consider his options, run, fight, or surrender, I saw into him. There was a tiny speck of blackness in him. It had a ring of the same reddish-brown that he just testified all demons have in their eyes. Dylan didn't know it, but he was becoming part of a demon, or a demon was becoming a part of him.
What are you?
I stopped in the kitchen's doorway as he continued backward, closer to the front door, through the living room now.
What do you think I am?
But that wasn't what I wanted him to know, so I asked instead.
Did your grandmother prepare you for beings that aren't fully demonic? What did she teach you? What else do you know?
Vesper and Gus weren't full demons. They were only half. At least, that's what I thought. But she doesn't act like one of them. She's more, or something else. What else could she be? Grandma didn't teach me this stuff.
His inner voice was panicked, and he still hadn't decided what to do. Then again, if he chose to fight, I wasn't sure what I was going to do either. He was dark, and I felt the messenger in me rearing to attack, rip his head off. But another part held me back. The majority of him was still a human, a very sinister and sinful human, but one nonetheless. A protective emotion filled me at the same time.
Shay, I...
he gasped, interrupted by his own thoughts. Where the hell did Matt and Leah go? Is Kellen here? What about... oh god, I can't.
What are you going to do, Dylan?
I tilted my head to the side and narrowed my eyes. He had become part of the black and white backdrop that I saw through my messenger eyes. The little demonic part of him flared upward, like a small fire that had been given a burst of oxygen. The smoldering red and brown waved together in a furious motion. It wanted to take over more of him, but couldn't. Not yet.
What do you mean? Dylan fought a shudder from coming over him.
You can't fight me. You can't kill me. You don't even know what I am or what I'm not. What are you going to do?
He licked his lips in a nervous motion.
I think the question is, what are you going to do to me?
What do you think I should do?
The shudder broke over him, making his body tremble before my eyes.
I don't know.
What were you planning to do to us, to me, if you could? What were you planning?
It doesn't matter. I can't take it back, can I? You're going to kill me, I can tell. It's what...
I'd do if I were her.
Where did your friends go?
Hope flared in him as an idea came to him.
Leah wanted you dead more than I did. I wanted Kellen, but Leah wanted to hurt you. She asked me if she could be the one to torture you. She wanted you to watch her have sex with him.
My, my. What a little whore she's become,
I added out loud.
And you were going to let her?
No, I wasn't. I really wasn't. I wanted her help. I knew that she'd been affected by you guys, too, and that...
Leah's a fun screw. Why wouldn't I want her? If Matt hadn't taken over, things would have been fine.
Let's be honest. You wanted her with you because you wanted some sex on the side, didn't you, Dylan? I can hear your thoughts.
I know I'm right.
His eyes popped out in horror.
What? You can... I don't... I mean... Holy shit.
Matt got in the way? She's been with him when you were hoping that she'd be with you this whole time? That's why you planned this, isn't it?
I saw the wheels in his head turning. Each statement I made was true, and with each word, the hope in him shrunk.
You didn't even really care that Gus killed your entire family, did you? You liked the idea that you were alone, not held back by human morals. Then when Kellen brought them all back, when Kellen and I brought them all back, that's what really pissed you off. You wanted to be done with them, but you couldn't. Not after all of that. And you wanted us out of the way. You want to be top dog around here, don't you? You want to be big and bad and Leah will be all yours? Why don't you compel her? Use one of those handy magic spells your grandma taught you and make her yours.
It didn't work, he gasped out, blanching as he heard his words. She's too broken from whatever you guys did to her. Her mind can't be controlled anymore. It's in pieces.
Well, there you go. What were you going to do with Matt? If this had all worked and you'd been rid of the Braden family, what then? She still would have wanted to be with him.
I was going to kill him.
How?
I spoke to him in his mind, and he winced from the intrusion.
I was going to drug him one night and leave his body in the woods.
I withdrew from his mind and moved backward, watching him in condescension.
And do you think we're the demons? Before you know it, you'll be one of us.
What?
You're becoming a demon. I see it in you, and it's thirsty. It wants more of you, and it's going to make you do horrible things to grow. You planted a bad seed inside of yourself.
All your pretty words are only going to hurt you. Then I smirked. You might want to watch what you teach others. It can all be used on you too now. Dylan's face scrunched together and he opened his mouth with an angry retort on the tip of his tongue, but a blood-curdling scream shrieked through the air. What the? He cut himself off and sprinted for the basement door. I was right behind him. We braked at the top of the stairs. Matt was pointing a gun at Callan. Leah stood in the middle while Vesper was straining against his chains. His skin was pale and sweaty, white around his mouth, but his eyes were alert, more focused with the sight of help in front of him.
Matt, don't!
Leah pleaded with her hands clenched in tight fists. One was stretched toward Kellen while the other held on to Matt's arm.
Think about this first.
Oh my God, why do you care?
I love him. The admission was whispered. I can't help it. I don't know why, but I do. Don't kill him. Don't shoot him.
You're sick, Leah. You're so sick. How can you love one of them? You know what they did, what he did to you.
Dylan was slow as he went down the stairs. Both of us watched in silence. The tension was thick in that room between them, so thick I feared the slightest sound would set off Matt or Kellen, who looked like he was contemplating killing Matt or waiting to see if Leah would be successful.
I know, she said, quiet as tears slid down her cheeks, but I can't help it. Don't kill him, Matt, please.
I have to,
Matt choked out. His fingers tightened around the gun.
Don't!
Leah yelled.
Why are we scared of a gun?
I looked at Kellen and saw him hear my question, then shoot me a dark look.
You were supposed to stay upstairs and distract that idiot. Go back. Make something up.
Why are we scared of a gun? Can it hurt you?
It can hurt you. Go back. You're still half human.
So are you.
I'll be fine. Get back. Shay, do it.
I cast a worried glance at Vesper, whose eyes hadn't moved from Matt. He seemed captivated by the threat from him.
And Vesper? It can hurt him too?
More him than you. The bullets are dipped in the same saint's blood that his chains are. It'll kill him. It might hurt you. Stop wasting my concentration and get out of the room. Take Dylan with you. Better yet, just kill him.
I ignored him, too concerned for Kellen and a little bit for Vesper. As I watched, Leah started to reach for the gun, but Kellen murmured at the same time,
Leah, you still love me?
She swung her gaze to his with her eyes wide with devotion.
You know I do. I never stopped.
Help me then.
How?
I can't touch Vesper's chains, but you can. Unchain him. Let him go.
But...
She swung nervous eyes to Matt and then back to Kellen.
He'll kill me. I hurt him too. I was a part of this, but I did it for you. I wanted to be with you.
Wanted? You don't want to anymore?
No, I do. I really do, but...
Unchain him. I promise Vesper won't hurt you. I'll protect you. You can come with us then.
Don't listen to him, Leah, Matt burst out. His hand started to tremble. He's lying to you. He loves Shay. You know that. You saw him with her. He won't leave her for you.
At the mention of my name, she sucked in her breath and then pinned Kellen down with her eyes.
What about her? About what he just said?
Kellen frowned. Shay is my sister. Of course I love her. You want me to kill one of my siblings for you?
You don't have a sister-brother thing. I've seen you with her. It's not right. It's gross. What about her? Do you love her?
Of course I love her. She's my sister.
As Kellen answered her, he started to move forward, gliding with each word he whispered.
But I could love you too, in the way you want me to.
You don't now?
I winced, hearing the pain in her voice, no matter how delusional she was. Kellen was close to her now, close to Matt.
I don't love anybody. Not in that way, but I could. I do think I could love you. I was there for you. Do you remember? When your parents died? Are those memories still with you? I stayed with you for a week. I was concerned about you. That has to mean something.
Matt stumbled back a few steps. Get away! Get away from her! Leah didn't move as she lifted her eyes to Kellen's, lost in what he was promising.
Do you mean it?
Kellen bent his forehead to rest against hers.
I do. I really do.
The surrender was swift in her, her eyes clasped close, and her body relaxed in one breath.
What do you want me to do?
No!
Matt yelled and then pulled the trigger. Kellen shoved Leah aside, but it was too late. She screamed when the bullet pierced her back and then fell forward into his arms. In 2 seconds, Kellen had Matt in the air by the throat and slammed him against the wall. The gun dropped to the floor with a rattle, but it was ignored. All eyes were on Kellen as he growled, "I can hear her heart slowing." His face was pinched together, but Matt tried to respond. It came out as a gurgle instead. I was frozen on the stairs as my heart started to slow. Kellen cared for Leah. The realization shook me. It wasn't something I had ever considered, but the evidence was before me. For once, since we'd entered the house, he wasn't in complete control. Glimpses of his real demon came out, and his rage was so strong, the house started to shake from it. Matt looked around with panicked eyes, but only squeaked as he was thrown again into a wall. Dylan scrambled off the stairs and lurched for the gun.
No! Vesper threw himself forward, but the chains jerked him backward. Kellen, the gun!
Matt was forgotten. Kellen looked back and watched as Dylan rose from the floor, the gun in his hand. He pointed it at him with a steady hand and hatred in his eyes.
You made him kill her. He never would have done that if you hadn't seduced her with your sick lies.
I did care for her.
Even as I heard the growl in Kellen's voice, I studied him and saw he was back in control. The momentary lapse was forgotten, and now he stood there, content to watch what Dylan would do.
Why?
I thought to myself, but stopped my thoughts when Kellen threw me an irritated look. Vesper growled,
Rip his throat out, Kellen, what are you waiting for?
But he didn't. He stood staring down the muzzle of the gun with a calm that emanated from him. It was like he wanted the gun to go off, but I was left with the same question I'd asked myself. Why? It hadn't taken him long to take the gun from Matt and Dylan was closer, but something held him back, something that hadn't happened yet. Without thinking, my hand let go of the stair rail and I stumbled to the floor. As I righted myself, everyone watched me, distracted for that moment. It was a surreal feeling in the basement at that moment, like the calm before a storm, and then, like an echo in the distance, Dylan pulled his finger on the trigger. A bullet shot out, straight toward Kellen's face, but it bounced off him. The air around Kellen rippled from the force of the bullet, protecting him. I felt weak in the knees, my relief was so strong. I'd forgotten about the protective armor he could put around himself. Effing hell, this guy doesn't die! Even as he swore in his mind, Dylan turned in a smooth motion and thumbed out another bullet. This one hit Vesper in the chest and sent him backward against the wall. Dylan shot him again, and his body slumped to the floor, unconscious. Blood spilled out at a fast pace, but I didn't wait to see it start to pool around him. I whirled back and saw a satisfied look come over Kellen before he shot his arm out and snapped Dylan's neck. The gun slid into his hand as Dylan's body dropped to the floor, limp.
What just happened?
Shay,
Kellen clipped out, unloading the gun in a motion that looked like he'd done it thousands of times.
You'll Vesper.
What? I can't. You told me I couldn't. I don't.
I swallowed, feeling a lump in my throat. I don't know how.
Oh my God.
Matt whimpered from his sitting position against the wall.
Ignore him. He'll Vesper.
You told me I couldn't.
I lied. Kellen roared at me. Do it now or he's going to die. Now.
My feet were frozen in place as I watched Vesper's body turn different shades of colors. It went from pale to golden tan to a purple shade. As the skin started crawling over him, it turned to blue and then white again. When he started trembling and rattling the floor, I choked out, shaking my head.
I can't. I don't know.
And then the house started to shake again, but it wasn't Kellen. As he closed his eyes, I turned toward the door, and something in me wasn't surprised when Damien glided downstairs. He wasn't there in his human form, but as his messenger. His eyes were black orbs, and his entire body had grown white. Bursts of cold air rolled down the stairs before him and swirled around the room. It was a dramatic event, one of too many that night, but then as Damien paused before me, his eyes met and held mine. I felt his request for permission, though I didn't know what it was for, and I nodded, succumbing. He was there to heal Vesper. I couldn't do it. When he didn't move past me, I followed his gaze and saw he was locked in a heated look with Kellen. They were talking through their thoughts, but I wasn't privy. Neither wanted me involved, and then Kellen jerked away. His shoulders dropped slightly, and I knew he'd given his permission, but I didn't know why. And then before I could think about it, Vesper's body was jerked in the air. It floated toward us, and Damien touched it. A bright light burst from him, blinding Kellen and Matt. I was immune, as was Damien, and we both watched as the poison from the bullet retracted itself and then poured from the wound. The skin healed itself, and then Vesper's body was laid on the floor. It was done as quickly as it started. Chapter 20. We put Vesper beside Gus in the back seat and Matt in the trunk. Kellen refused to leave him behind. He'd seen too much, but I wouldn't let him kill Matt. Too much death had already occurred. Then Damien and I climbed into the front with Kellen behind the steering wheel. As we drove off, everyone was quiet. Gus and Vesper were unconscious. Ame remained quiet beside them, and I felt the tension between Kellen and Damien. It was thick. So thick I wondered what would spark it. It was going to happen. I just didn't know when.
Shay's father is tracking us. I can feel him, Damien murmured.
Kellen kept driving.
I know. He waited for us to deal with the humans. He can't interact with them. It's not why he's here. I know that, too. Do you have a plan?
Damien whipped his head around and glared. I closed my eyes, just waiting.
My plan? My plan was to get Vesper and Gus. We'll need their help dealing with Shazam.
Damien bit out.
That's not his name. It is in my world. And what world is that, Kellen? The underworld? Where you came from?
Ame sucked in her breath, as did I. It was quiet for a beat before Kellen responded, in a quiet voice.
I've grown up with humans among this world. I consider them family. Where I was born means nothing to me now. What about who you were born to? Does your father mean nothing to you as well?
Kellen grew silent, and I felt his anger start to churn. It was there, underneath his surface, boiling to the top. But then he replied, flicking some switch, so he was calm once again.
My father ceased to be my father when I went to Shay. You know that. I know that. My father knows that. And Shay knows now. No, Damien. My father has no bearing on me anymore. He hasn't for a very long time.
Damien went silent this time, but I felt his tension too. His hand fell and rested beside mine. It was an accident, but he didn't move away, and his pulse started to skyrocket. It was rapid, steady, but now it was sporadic and racing. Something Kellen said didn't sit well with him, but I held my tongue. Too afraid to ask the wrong questions at that time.
He's not going to let you regroup.
I had a very strong feeling that wasn't what Damien wanted to say, but it was what came out. Something was going on between those two, and both of them had made the decision to focus on something else, which was fine for now, but I intended to find out what was going on, because I had another feeling that it had to do with me, and I wasn't okay with that.
Damien added, I know you're thinking that we can get somewhere and rest, but he won't let that happen. Shay's out in the open. He's going to come now and not risk losing her again. She shouldn't have been there to start with. I needed her help getting them out.
Kellen was quiet as he watched the rearview mirror. Regardless of what Damien thought, I knew that Kellen was 3 steps in front of him. Now where he was going, I had no clue about. But I knew my supposed soulmate had a plan already in motion. We were all along for the ride, for the roles he had slotted us into. When Damien figured that out, that Kellen was the mastermind controlling him, manipulating him to do what he wanted, that was the spark he'd need. Then the explosion would happen after that. But until then, I knew enough to sit back and let Kellen's plan happen. It'd work. It always worked. But I felt there would be collateral damage this time.
I could have helped instead.
Kellen snapped at him, but you chose not to.
You made that decision very clear early on, when we could have left Shay in hiding. Deal with it now.
I prayed he would. The interrogation wasn't helping. Then, after another beat of silence, I released my breath, thankful. He had stopped, for now.
There's three of them.
Almay spoke from the back.
They're close and coming fast. I can feel them.
I can too.
Damien jerked around and stared out the back window.
Sashiel's not with them. That's what worries me.
Sashiel? My heart was pounding in my chest. Is that my father's name? A hush came over the group, and Damien cast me an apologetic look before he turned back to the rear. Then Almay spoke again. I'm sorry, Shay. That's his name. It's what the messengers call him. And you should have been told your father's name before this.
I hadn't asked.
I hadn't because I'd been afraid to think of him, of what it all meant.
He's here.
Kellen jerked the wheel around. The car skidded to a halt, parked at an angle across the road, and we hadn't come to a complete stop before Kellen threw himself out of the car.
Kellen!
I gasped, scrambling after him. But he was gone. Vanished. Damien and Almay hurried out of their doors, and then Damien yelled at her,
"Wake them! We need them!"
She went back to the car but cast a look at him.
"You're helping them?"
"I knew I would, but you..."
He jerked a shoulder up and faced where we'd come from. Three white beams of light appeared on the horizon, coming slow. As they drew closer, I was able to see each of them looked like humans out for a nightly stroll. They looked calm, dressed in street clothes. A male was in the lead, taller than the other two, over 7 feet. The others were both females. One had long blonde hair, and the other had long black hair. All three of them had high cheekbones and slender bodies. Any other human distinctions were diminished since they were in messenger mode, with their eyes as black orbs and a white aura over them.
"Where'd Kellen go?"
I looked around, but nothing. We were alone. It was like he became a part of the night and disappeared in it.
"He's not our problem right now."
Damien's hands flexed beside him.
"They are.
They're waking." Almay hurried to stand beside Damien. "They'll help.
They'll have to, or they're dead with us."
Gus and Vesper stumbled out of the car, exhausted from the coma they'd been in. Studying Vesper, I thought he'd been unconscious from the bullet, and then because Damien had healed him. I thought the body needed time to repair itself, but now they both shimmered in health. They seemed toned, ready, and alert. Almay had put Gus to sleep, and I wondered if she'd done the same to Vesper, that she had healed them even further somehow. I had never seen them at their peak as I was seeing them now. Like a button was pushed, their exhaustion vanished. They looked up at the same time, ready to fight, and saw me.
"Shay?"
Gus gasped.
"What are you doing here?"
I frowned. "What do you mean?"
"We're..."
She looked around.
"What are we doing here, and where is here?"
Vesper growled with his hands clenched in fists beside him.
"I was shot. We were in the basement, and then..."
He looked at Damien and jerked forward a step.
"He's a messenger."
"So is she."
Gus gestured toward Almay. Both of them ignored my siblings.
"Shay, what's going on?"
My sister gentled her tone. I opened my mouth to answer, but Damien cut me off.
"There are three messengers coming. See them? Destroy them, because they're here to destroy you."
"What?"
Gus clamped a hand on my arm.
"What are we going to do?"
"Fight."
Damien cast a look at her.
"Idiot."
I hid a smile when Gus asked me,
"Shay, is that right? Are they..."
"Gus, shut up and fight."
Vesper stood beside her, tense.
"Male demon,"
Damien started to say. Vesper interrupted him.
"I have a name." "You will fight alongside Shay. Female demon?"
Gus narrowed her eyes but didn't make a comment.
"You will fight with Almay."
Damien ignored both of their reactions and gestured beside him.
"And you? What are you going to do?"
"I'm going to take the leader."
Damien took a deep breath and stretched to his fullest height.
"I've met Mayorn a few times."
"What about the human?"
I heard Almay ask Damien.
"If things go badly, we can bring him out. They can't be around humans that they aren't sent here for. He'll repel them, but right now they don't know he's here. They can't sense him through my car's trunk. It's been sealed."
Ame nodded, satisfied with his response, and I cast a nervous look over the other passengers. They looked powerful, more powerful than any of us combined.
Don't think like that, Shay. Damien looked at me. You're more powerful than all of them combined. You're a first descendant from your father. You may be even more powerful than him.
I didn't feel it. I felt like a weak human at that moment, but as the three messengers drew close, I knew it was game time. They stopped, and the leader approached alone. His eyes skimmed over all of us, but lingered first on me and then moved to Damien, who had moved out in front of us. He proclaimed himself our leader with those two steps.
Donai, I'm surprised to see you here.
His smirk said otherwise. Damien rolled his eyes.
No, you're not. You've always known this would happen. You've always wanted it. And it's Damien.
Mayorn wrinkled his nose and grimaced.
You've become like a human, taking their name for you. Donai is a good name. You should remember your heritage.
I do. Damien flexed his hands. He grew tired of baiting Damien, so his eyes skimmed over me, studying. I forced myself to stand strong as I felt him trying to pierce into me, to see my insides. As he kept poking, trying to get past my walls, I started to grow angry. It shimmered over me, up from my ankles and around my waist to my eyes. I snapped them open and knew I'd turned into the messenger they wanted to see. Instead of Mayorn seeing into me, I saw into him now. I pierced his walls with no fight and sifted through his insides. He was outraged and battled me to get out, but I refused to move. When he realized he couldn't get me out of him, he became further enraged and lunged at me, snarling. Damien cut him off, tackling him and throwing him to the side of the road. Mayorn threw his blonde locks back, glaring and seething at me.
Get out! Get out! Get out!
Mayorn? One of the other female messengers asked, nervous.
She's in me. I can't get her out. Get her out. Kill her.
The other one wasn't as scared.
We can't. Sashiel wants her alive.
I don't care. She's in me and I can't push her out.
He shook his body, then lunged for me. His eyes pierced mine with red in them, red for blood.
I will kill you. Take heed of this warning. I will kill you.
Like hell you will,
Kellen growled, appearing from nowhere. He stood behind Mayorn and plunged a dagger into his back. Fire burst out of his eye sockets, mouth, and fingertips before he exploded. Then Kellen tossed it to Damien, who stabbed the messenger he was beside. Ame turned to the third one and opened her arms wide. A light came from them, like she had spread wings and shone in the female's eyes, blinding her. Kellen swooped in, caught her dagger back from Damien, and slit the messenger's throat. She fell to the ground wide-eyed as blood poured out of her, darkening the gravel around her.
That wasn't hard.
Vesper glanced around beside Gus, who was scratching her head.
They were the appetizers.
Kellen stood beside me, holding my gaze. His eyes were steady, looking into me with a deep intensity. He wanted to tell me something, reassure me, proclaim something, I wasn't sure. But then the look was gone as his eyes slid over my shoulders. They caught on something in the woods behind me and stayed there. I turned too, my heart pounding, and gaped. It wasn't what I saw, which was a set of 20 pairs of eyes watching us from behind the trees, but it was what I felt. They were powerful and ancient. They were together as one, and they were angry. Three of their own had been murdered in front of them, and they were ready to enact their revenge. Everything stopped in that moment. Heartbeats slowed. Breaths were held. No one moved, not even turning over a small rock in the gravel beneath our feet. No crickets chirped. No breeze swept around us. It was the calm before the storm. And holy crap, my bones knew it was going to be the storm of my life. Then Damien broke the silence.
You brought them here? It was either that or die at their hands. I was outnumbered.
Kellen threw an irritated look at him. But no one else said a thing.
I'm stronger by Shay's side. Strong enough now, anyway.
Shay?
I jumped, feeling my father. His voice was strong as he called to me. I felt my blood churn inside, hearing part of its ancestry. It freaked me out. Without thinking, I reached for Kellen's hand and squeezed tight. He
He moved closer so our hands were hidden, but he squeezed back and the other blood in me calmed down. I needed him.
The 20 pairs of eyes moved back, parting waves.
Everything moved to the side and I was staring at my father. He was over 7 feet tall with long blonde hair held back in one large braid. My eyes were drawn to his clothes, a loose-fitting tunic as a top and pants that billowed around him.
Look at me.
I flinched and looked away, at Ame, who had a resigned expression on her face. She caught my gaze and winked. The resignation switched to an eager defiance.
We'll be fine, Che. Answer your father.
Do not speak to my daughter. You've done enough, Ame, you and your sister.
My father roared, flying forward and landing in front of us with a force that was fierce. The earth moved beneath him, and we all moved as well. Ame snapped her head to the side as if she'd been slapped. When a red mark appeared on her cheek, I realized she had been slapped. That pissed me off, and I snapped inside. My fury built inside of me like a volcano, boiling and churning upward until I reared back in the air and sent 2 bursts of energy at my father. Kellen followed with his own bursts of energy, as did Damien. My father was slammed back, past his followers. Kellen went with him, and I caught a flash from his hand. He meant to use the dagger on my father. My gut sparked, and I knew it was a bad idea if Kellen stabbed him. I didn't know why, but I flew after them. When my father tumbled to the ground, still dazed from the onslaught, Kellen landed on top of him and raised his hand.
No!
I caught his hand and clawed, trying to unleash the dagger.
What are you doing?
Trust me, I panted. This is not a good idea.
He's going to kill everyone, Shay.
Kellen took my hand and shoved me backward.
Kellen!
He turned back, but my father was on his feet again, laughing.
You think that little thing will kill me?
Kellen fell silent. I stood, cautious. What are you talking about?
I'm a first lineage messenger. Those things give us strength. They don't harm us.
I hadn't wanted to look at my father. The power in him was enormous, and it drew me in, captivating me. I'd fought against it, not wanting to feel connected to him. Perhaps that had been my fear, that I'd want to be with him and somehow I'd be brainwashed into forgetting everyone else, Ame, Damien, even Gus, especially Kellen. I couldn't forget them, and when he first spoke my name, I knew that was what he wanted. But now I looked at him. His eyes were intelligent, old, and they spoke of memories. However, when I looked into them, I knew one other thing. Those memories weren't from my blood. You're not my father. Kellen was tense beside me. Something was coming. Something was going to happen, but I didn't know what. I just knew it was bad. Very bad, and I had no way of stopping it. And then the messenger's laughter faded, and he nodded.
You're right. I'm not your father, but I am supposed to bring you to him.
He grabbed my hand, Kellen yelled, and we were gone in the next instant. Chapter 21. My feet hit the floor, and I rolled with it, coming back up to stand in one smooth motion. I looked around, but Kellen wasn't there. His shout echoed in my ears, and it was like he was still there. I could still feel him. No, I was alone. Breathing hard, the sounds almost drowning out Kellen's voice, I hunched forward. My knees were bent, my arms out. I was ready to battle, but I swung my head around, and no one was there. I was in a dark room. The wood floors creaked under my weight. Edging forward, they protested loudly, but I kept moving forward ninja style.
You think to sneak up on me?
A loud voice boomed through the house. I gritted my teeth. A piece of hair fell over my forehead, blocking my vision, and I swiped at it. Come on, when you bring a girl to an old house, sneaking's not the first thing that comes to mind. I had no idea why I said it, but it was out there. My heart was still pounding against my chest, and I waited for his response. There was none. I kept moving, going from room to room. I was on the second floor, and all the rooms were empty. Coming to what must have been a bathroom, the back wall was completely blown out. It looked like a grenade had been thrown in the room.
Black smudges plastered the wall, and half of the sink was gone.
I stepped down and sucked in my breath. The hole was there where the toilet should have gone. I tiptoed to a stair rail. Oh no, not the second floor. I was on the 100th floor. Okay, that was me being sarcastic, but seriously, I tried to count the floors. 6? 7? I was on the 8th floor and I twisted my head to look. And it kept going. I grumbled under my breath. Couldn't keep it simple, Dad? Had to bring me to the building that never ends?
Why? So your boyfriend could swoosh in, grab you, and you'd both be gone again?
His voice was clearer. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. I didn't move, still hunched over the stair rail, but my hands let go, and I started looking out from the corner of my eye. It was just darkness. The walls were white with black streaks from explosions. The floors had been stripped down to their oak finishing. Moonlight filtered in from somewhere. I could see enough to move around, but mostly everything was shadowed. Still, the hairs on my neck were telling me my asshole father was close. I had powers. I needed to use my damn powers, and soon.
You are not bonded to him yet.
His voice echoed against the walls, bouncing all around me. I am. He's my soulmate.
Your connection should be stronger. He's been with you almost all your life.
I frowned. Was he upset by that? Where are you going with this?
You're supposed to be more powerful.
I twisted to the right. His voice came from there. It was less wall bouncy, but I still couldn't see him.
That's your problem? I'm not more powerful? Are you kidding me? You were supposed to have bonded with him by now.
Damien chose his words carefully before. Just that it would be smart if you strengthened your bond. My mouth went dry at that.
What do you mean by that?
Then he grinned crookedly. You can take it any way you want. Kellen will know. But if the two of you are strong enough, your father will know not to even try to break the bond. If you two work together as a team, you could be powerful. More powerful than you could imagine.
Yeah.
I spoke slowly, turning so my back was against the stair rail. I crouched down.
Or so I've been told. I can't do anything with you. Not with how you are right now.
One foot scooted back, the other followed behind. And repeat. I moved at a snail's pace toward the stairs, but when I stepped down, the entire floor screamed. I winced. The point of acting like a ninja was to be silent like one, too. This abandoned building wasn't working for me. I raised my voice.
Sorry? I could take both of you.
His voice ricocheted from the left now.
I could make you bind together. Shay.
I perked up. That was Kellen's voice, but I looked around and it was the same darkness everywhere. I whispered under my breath, Kellen? That was ridiculous, like he could hear that. I rolled my eyes at myself.
I'm in your head. Your dad shouldn't be able to hear us.
You are?
Just think to me. You don't have to actually speak.
Oh, yeah. How's this possible?
Almay is helping me. She's strengthening our connection. Where are you?
Some abandoned place. I'm on the 8th floor, if that helps.
It doesn't, but hold on.
What are you doing?
Shay.
Suddenly, Kellen was in front of me. I didn't know how that happened, but I wasn't complaining. He reached out and I grabbed his hand.
No!
My dad roared, but it was too late. We had poofed away. I held on to Kellen's hand. Not looking a gift horse in the mouth, but my dad's voice never faded. It kept going, and it was getting louder. I looked over my shoulder and I could see him. We were in a tunnel, and he stood at the opening, all white, with black eyes. I made out a chin and a neck, but that was it. I could feel his power, and it was reaching out to me.
Shay, come back to me.
Kellen! I squeezed harder onto his hand. Whatever was going on, I wasn't in the safe zone yet. My dad's power was reaching after me and I felt it start to slip around me. It was like invisible tentacles. One wrapped around my neck, another my waist, and still another around my arm. He began to pull me backward, yanking Kellen to a stop.
Shay?
He couldn't see what was happening to me,